Haywire.
Haywire.
Haywire, the voice of regional youth.
Indigo Wood, Tathra, New South Wales.
Life presents us with some pretty big challenges over time. Starting school, transferring from primary to high school, then leaving school and entering the big bad world, just to name a few. But to go through these challenges in a rural area can be even more full-on than in the city. I call this process hurdling. I'm Indy Wood, and I live in Tathra, near the beach. It's about halfway between Melbourne and Sydney. From kindy to grade 6, I went to a local private school, which had less than 100 kids. This school was a Rudolf Steiner school and allowed us to call our teachers by their first names. There wasn't any uniform, or bells, or periods. We had the same teacher for 4 years, not like most schools. Then I moved to Bega High School, with 1,300 other kids, 70-odd teachers, and believe you me, they're odd. There's over 50 classrooms and more bells, whistles and assemblies than you can poke a stick at. This all took a bit of getting used to. My folks didn't want television at home.
Scottish Collective, the Reindeer section on Triple J.
But radio was okay. So thanks to my dad, I had Triple J to get me through. At first, the only signal came from my dad's extensive and complicated aerials that stretched the length of our house, just so I could hear a lot of static and a little bit of decent music. To be honest, I'm eternally grateful to my parents for not having TV, because that time I spent listening to the radio sparked my interest in studying media. Which brings me to my next hurdle. When I walk through my local towns, I'm lucky to see any other 19 to 25 year olds. Life for school leavers doesn't exist. It is impossible for it to exist, with a serious lack of employment, further education, or even entertainment. It drives us insane. Unfortunately, or fortunately, whichever way you want to look at it, I'm going to have to leave this area. So next big life hurdle is embracing the big bad world. This may be easier for city people rather than rural youth. To further my education, I can't simply move in with my mates just around the corner and have mum and dad nearby if things go pear-shaped or we can't be bothered doing the washing. It'll take all day to get home, which makes it really hard and expensive to see friends and family. Does anyone know how much it costs to courier your washing up the coast to your folks?
Haywire.